bishop to look at your neighbor and say, who are you? I'm sure the person didn't give you a reply. Can you ask again so that you can get a reply? Please be seated. The chances are that the person just mentioned his or her name, but that's not the true identity. We're talking this year, a year of tangible results. And for this first service, there's a theme that we've been following, a new beginning. And for us to start correctly, you need to know whom you are. Otherwise, you'll just be going around and people will call you, give you names, give you titles that don't actually belong to you, and you'll probably end up following what they say instead of finding out whom are you, whom you are in the presence of the Almighty God. This last week, Wednesday, we were privileged to be in Lagos for the birthday of a colleague, a friend, who God has used to change things in this nation. 1984, the Challenge magazine published a story about the Rosicrucians and said they are a cult and they're a secret society. The Rosicrucians took Challenge Bookshop to court, and this lawyer, Barrister Olufon, went to defend that case in court. And the day the case started, the person leading the team for the Rosicrucians came. He introduced himself and he told the judge, I'm here with a team of lawyers. And there were 9 of them. 10 solid sons, old people who have been in the legal business for very many years. And so the judge now called on this friend to introduce himself, so he came up to Barrister Wole Olufo, and the judge looked, seeing all this array of 10 solid lawyers, and seeing this young lawyer, he asked him a question. He said, and who is with you? And he answered, he said, the Almighty is with me. He ran that case, it looked as if they won the first one, they appealed in court, the case got to the Supreme Court. It is in the law of Nigeria. If you don't know whom you are, I read from verse 5, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, chapter 10, I read from verse 5. It says, there's an evil of sin under the sun, as an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lowly place. Verse 7. I have seen servants on horses, while princes walk on the ground like servants. If you don't know whom you are, you will operate like a servant. And ordinary servants will begin to ride on horses. And when you look at Nigeria today, the people who are riding, honestly, they are servants. But we who are princes, because we can't even get our identity correctly, we are walking on the ground. But the Lord God will terminate that in the mighty name of Jesus. I didn't hear that amen very well. So who are you? I remember that the Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When you know that you are wonderfully made, that tells you something about yourself. That God took all the pains to package you, to make you whom you are. So there are situations, and I've seen many, where a doctor will tell somebody, I think we want to do surgery, and the person gets up and says, well, my body has been fearfully packaged by the, and wonderfully made by the Almighty God. I don't think it is for surgery. And they went back to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord, and the surgery did not take place. I'm sure I have witnessed, I'm sure I've had such testimonies. When you know whom you are, it's not everything that they tell you that you believe. You check against the word of God to see, God, can I hold on to your word? even in the present situation. As I begin to go on, I see a situation where the Bible makes me to know whom I am. First Peter, let's go to First Peter very quickly. First Peter. I think I want to read from chapter 2. From chapter 2, verses 5. Let me just take verse 9 because of time. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. It does not matter what people call you. God says you're a chosen generation. I'm chosen. So when they are saying, we common men, I'm not part of common men. Are you? No. He said, this is for common men, and then you go and line up there. God says you are chosen. John chapter 15 verse 16 say, you did not choose me, I chose you and ordained you to go out and bring forth fruit, and that the fruit remain. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will do. Can you tell yourself, I'm chosen? You are not saying it as if you are sure. So the Bible says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And when I look at it, it's enough to be a royalty. If a king comes into this place now, whether you tell the ushers or not, they begin to look for a seat for the king in front. You are a royalty. Wherever you appear, things must change. Why? Because the aura of God is upon you to make you a selected person. Not only are you royal, the Bible says you are a priest. In other words, you're a mediator between man and God. And when you realize that you are this person, it's difficult for people to insult you and you take it. It's difficult for people to tamper with what God has called you, when in fact you are sure of what the Bible says concerning you. He said you are a holy nation. And I know that the blood of Jesus shed upon the cross of Calvary has secured for you and I the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm holy. You are holy. That's the pronouncement of God upon you. Let nobody come and judge you because you committed one sin. Why? Because you have an advocate in the Lord Jesus Christ whom you can go to and get forgiveness for sin. He said you are a holy nation. You are his own special people. That is to say, you are a peculiar people. What does it mean to be peculiar? That's to say you are special. Do you actually know that you are special? You walk into a place and you are expecting a special treatment. Why? Because you know you are special. When they say everybody go that way, you can just stand and ask one question and they say, sorry, it does not pertain to you. And you are given your own proper place. You are, when the Bible says you are peculiar, it means you are extraordinary. I mean, you say ordinary men, you don't answer. Ordinary women, you are not part of them. Why? The Bible says you are a peculiar person. And there is an assignment for you. You have been called out. Out of darkness. I'm not in darkness with them. I can't be part of Rosicrucians. They are in darkness. I'm in the light. You are in the light. When you know that, then one witch comes and wants to begin to harass you. And say, you turn it around and say, hey, they make a pronouncement against you. You just laugh as you return to sender. And you begin to see manifestation almost immediately. Why? It's just because you know whom you are. If you don't know whom you are, people will do things that please them against you. So when you begin to see this, you begin to prayerfully access the throne of the Father because you know that there is that grace that has been released upon your life. This Bible does not stop there. It goes on in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's a verse that we all know very well, but which most of the time we don't read to the end. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's why you are having a new beginning this year, and things will begin to fall in pleasant places for you. If you believe that, can you shout a big hallelujah? Now it goes on in verse 18. He says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then, who do you say we are? I didn't hear you. Ambassadors for Christ. How many of you have been privileged to visit an ambassador before? My, oh my. An ambassador enjoys very many things. Whichever country he is the full representative of Nigeria there, if it's Nigeria's ambassador. Of course, you know that the food he eats in his house, who pays for it? I didn't hear you. Nigeria pays for it. Even the dresses he wears, he gets an allowance. The car he rides, the fuel he puts into it. When you know you are an ambassador, and they say, this economy, we don't know where it is going. We know where it's going. Even if there is total scarcity, like it was shared earlier on, there is a place called Goshen, where the children of the living God will be transferred to, where whatever the situation in. How many people are prepared to go into Goshen with me this morning? You will be there in Jesus' name. And so you say, ambassadors. You know, it's not possible to just meet a Nigerian. I mean, if you meet a Nigerian on the road and you slap him, police will just take the two of you two fighting using Nigerian language. But if anybody slaps the Nigerian ambassador, hey, trouble. It becomes a national event. When you know whom you are, you know you cannot be harassed easily by just anybody. Why? Because the Lord God is just on your side. He said, I will contend with him that contend with you. I will save your children. You know it as an ambassador. He has said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Therefore, somebody gets up, I will deal with you. I will show you Pepe. You can just laugh because you know whom you are. That person has no power to do it. Why? Because he who tries to touch you, what's he touching? The apple of God's eyes. And so when you realize whom you are, even when people begin to try to make you look low, you are able to say, sorry, I know whom I am. But you see, there is a challenge. Many people just don't know whom they are. Even when God tells them, they look and say, Baba, is this really possible that I am this? Why do we find it difficult to believe even God when he says, you are this? It's because we are busy looking around our circumstances. We are busy looking around and hearing what people are saying instead of paying attention to the living God. And that takes me, as I begin to round up, to the Book of Judges. Is it Judges? Chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. How many of us have heard about the man called Gideon? Gideon. In fact, is there a Gideon in the hall this morning? Somebody bearing that beautiful name, Gideon. The Bible tells us about Gideon. Judges chapter 6. I want to read you from verse 13. Okay, let me take it from verse 11. It said, the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abiezrite. While his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. Let's stop there first. Where do you thresh wheat? There's a threshing floor. But because this man was afraid, he took the wheat to the wine press, knowing fully well that that was not the season for wine, so nobody would look for him. He was only trying to dodge the Midianites. The Lord says there's someone here this morning. You've been running away from going to your town to go to visit even your family home. Why? Because you are scared and you are hiding in Ibadan, thinking that, well, as long as I'm here, they cannot see me. Baba says, I should tell you, he is emboldening you that you will go and he will make you a God unto them. So, verse 12, he said, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. You know what it is to be a mighty man of valor? Excuse me. Mighty man of valor. Hiding in a wine press. It was difficult for him to agree or to comprehend. So he said, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all these miracles which our fathers told us about? Saying, did not the Lord bring us up out from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken and delivered us unto the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? I think that should have been enough for him to jump up and begin to go. He said, excuse me, God, maybe you don't understand. God, maybe you don't know. So he had to explain to God. Verse 15. So he said, oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely, I will be with you. Look at somebody close to you and say, surely, the Lord will be with you this year and beyond. Look at another person and say, surely, the Lord will be with you this year and beyond. He said, surely, I'll be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. So the Lord God gave him assurance, I'm going to be with you. And that's the assurance you are carrying this year, that you know whom you are, and you know that wherever you appear, who is with you? The God. What you look for was bold enough to tell the court that day that the Almighty God is with me. And he won victory for the Almighty God. Why will you believe just what the Lord has said? Gideon was looking at his family background. He was looking at his clan. He was looking around. Whereas the Lord God who has spoken and who is speaking to you this morning, Gideon was only seeing his past and his present. He couldn't see his future. But when you know whom you are, God can always reveal your future unto you. God was telling him whom he will be. So God knew his past, his present, and his future. That's that same God that we are following in this year 2022. That's that same God who is going to give somebody in this room tangible results. Who is that person? You want to shout a big hallelujah? Is that same God who does not really seriously care about your present situation, who knows exactly what he has destined for you? For, like it was said this morning, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. You can see that everything this morning had worked together. The person who led the prayer, the person who gave the business talk, everything working in the same direction. The person who led prayer said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil, to lead you to an expected end, to give you a hope and a future. This morning, we have come, and we're going to talk to the Almighty God. Lord, open my eyes to see whom I am in you. Because except your eyes are open, you still go around behaving like a servant. Can we be on our feet, please? I'd like the worship team to be around again, because we'll end up with that song again, that you know whom you are. You are going to begin to work in favor. Miracles are going to begin to come your way. Greater things are going to begin to happen to you when you know whom you are. I want us to pray this morning. It's very simple prayer. Lord, open my eyes so that I can see myself in the light of you. Not in the light of what men say about me. Not in the light of what I'm defined as, but in the light of you. Can you talk to the Almighty God this morning? Lord, open my eyes. Baba, open my eyes to be able to see me in the light of you. Do what no man can do in my life, dear Lord. You need to know whom you are. You need to know whom you are. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I didn't hear that. Amen. If you are in this hall, you are not born again. May I say without mincing words that you may never be able to discover whom you are, because the person to show you whom you are, you probably don't have a relationship with him. And this morning, I just want to pray with you to say, Lord, I just want to surrender my life to you totally. Wherever you are, can you just wave your hand and I just pray with you in a minute. You want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You want him to lead you every step of the way. If you are waving it, wave it high so that I can pray with you. Surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus. Father, this morning we come unto you for whom you are and what you do. This morning, Lord God, we ask you will open our spiritual eyes. We will discover whom we are in you. And with that, oh Lord God, this year will be a year of tangible results. People will come to celebrate with you. Why? Because you have discovered whom you are.